Welcome to The Longhorn Legacy. On this episode, we are going to be reading short stories that we have written.
The prompt for that says, within the realm of horror, mysteries, thrillers, and suspense, there is a broad spectrum of stories ranging from gory to mental, criminal to supernatural, detective to survival, and even fight scenes to chases or hide and seek. Under this broad category of scary, you will find every kind of fiction from mildly creepy to completely nightmare-inducing. Think Edgar Allan Poe, Stephen King, and W.W. Jacobs. For this narrative, we had to choose a prompt to write a short, scary story.
I have titled my story, Ready or Not, Here I Come. Come on, loser. It'll be fun. Nothing bad is going to happen, all right? Just come on. Morgan, my best friend, besides Zach, begged me to follow her into the abandoned school. It really doesn't sound like a good idea. Look, Jen, I think we'll have fun. We don't have to do anything you don't want to, and if you get too scared, we can leave. Zach smiled at me warmly. I knew how bad he wanted to go inside, and the least I could do was suck it up and go with him.
Aww.
I trust Zach. We've been dating for over 3 years now, and I believe that he won't make me do anything too scary. Morgan, on the other hand, she likes to see me jump out of my skin, but with Zach by my side, I'll feel safe.
Mmm. So sweet.
I thought about it for a long moment, and I finally made the decision. I looked at Zach and nodded my head, agreeing to go with him. There's no turning back now. We all entered the school through the main doors. Zach held the door for everyone, and as soon as he let it go, it creaked so loud I couldn't help but jump a little. Wow, jumping already. You're such a scaredy cat, Jenny. Morgan laughed as she gently nudged me. Then Zach put his arm around my shoulders, and we walked down the long hallway. We reached the end, and Morgan and Carson went off down another hallway that wasn't quite as long as the one Leah, Zach, and I were still in. Leah was looking around and wandering off into one of the rooms. I still can't believe she's brave enough to go in there by herself. If it wasn't for Morgan and Zach, I wouldn't even be in here. I looked up at Zach. He rubbed my shoulder and led me down the same hallway Morgan and her boyfriend went down. But we went the opposite way. I was gazing at the half-open doors to all of the classrooms, and out of nowhere, we heard a scream. Of course I jumped, and Zach pulled me closer to him. It's probably just Morgan trying to scare you. You know how she is. I tried to calm down my breathing, but my heart wouldn't stop racing. I'm scared, I said. Do you want to leave? You know I won't make you stay. I didn't necessarily want to stay, but he looked so sad. I took a deep breath and said, no, I'll stay. I know how much this means to you. I just don't want to get split up. Zach gave me a hug and held my hand as we continued to walk down the hall. We looked in one of the rooms on the right side of the hall. It looked like a normal classroom, just very dusty and torn up. When we entered the room, it smelled very musty. There was what resembled a teacher's desk in the back right corner and was covered in dust. All of the other desks in the room were on their sides and even upside down, and they were all over to the right side of the room. Some of them were even stacked on top of each other. It looked like they had been thrown at something or someone.
Oh no.
At the front of the classroom, there was a chalkboard with a huge crack down the middle. The carpet on the ground was ripped all over the place. It almost seemed like a tornado had come through, but the rest of the school wasn't torn up by a storm. The only light in the room was coming from the partially covered up window on the far wall. The dark red curtain draped over the windows was ripped and dirty, but not just dirty because of the dust. There were dark stains on them. I also noticed the stains surrounding the window. They looked like splattered blood. There's a huge stain on the ground too, except this one looks like a big pool of blood. It looked like a murder scene. I squeezed Zach's hand as we walked deeper into the room. He looked around and spotted a door that I hadn't even seen because the desks were piled too high. He turned to me. Want to check out what's behind this door? Even though I really didn't, I nodded my head. The door creaked as he pushed it open. It was so dusty that it left his handprint in the middle of the door. He stepped into the room first, not letting go of my hand. I followed closely behind him. As soon as we were in, the door slammed shut behind us. This time, we both jumped. There weren't any windows in here, so it was even darker in this room. I could barely see anything when Zach suddenly stopped. I heard a soft thud.
A thud?
I just kicked something, he said. Zach pulled out his phone for a flashlight, but his phone wouldn't even turn on. That's weird. My phone isn't working. Maybe try opening the door for some light, I suggested. Zach turned around and tried twisting the doorknob, but it wouldn't turn. My heart sped up. He twisted a little harder and nudged it at the same time. This time, the door swung open. Zach laughed nervously and said, I guess it just got stuck. The light coming from the other room wasn't much, but it was still enough to reveal what he had bumped into. There was a white bag with dark red stains all over it laying in the middle of the floor.
A body bag.
I swallowed hard, trying to keep from throwing up. That's not a body, is it? Zach didn't say anything, just stared at the bag. Finally, he said, "Let's go find the others." We walked down the hall and came to the same spot where we had all went our separate ways. Leah had moved two rooms down, and although I couldn't see Morgan and Carson, I heard them laughing. It sounded like they were getting closer. Soon enough, they were headed down the hall towards us. Then, out of nowhere, Morgan started sprinting. She looked back like there was something chasing her. I naturally spun around and tried to run too, but Zach held on to me. "It's okay, Jen. It's okay. She's just messing with you," Zach said. I tried to take a deep breath, but couldn't catch my breath. When Morgan got to the end of the hall where the rest of us were now gathered, she fell to the ground in laughter. I have never heard her laugh like that before. It sounded so psychotic. Carson was laughing too, only a few feet down the hall. He had been walking this whole time, just enjoying my reaction to his own girlfriend's pranks. All Leah was doing was looking around, occasionally glancing at the rest of us. Morgan finally stopped laughing and asked, "Hey, does anyone want to play hide and seek?" Of course, everyone but me said yes. Carson yelled, "Not it." Everyone else followed his lead, even me. Morgan was the last one to say it, so she was it. She turned around, closed her eyes, and started counting. Zach turned to me and whispered, "You don't have to do this. I can take you home if you want." I didn't want him to think I was a baby, so I said, "Nope, I can do this." I tried to look determined, but I probably just looked stupid. "All right, then." Zach couldn't help but look a little surprised. "I hope she finds you first," he said, with a smile and a playful shove. Before I could say anything else, he ran off and found a hiding spot. Of course, everyone else was probably already hiding, so I had to hurry. I walked as quietly as I could down a long, dark hallway, trying to still be able to hear Morgan counting. I didn't even know what she was counting to, which made me hurry even more. I stepped into a room that was a little bigger than the one Zach and I looked in only a few minutes ago. I didn't even know where I was. Was I in the same hallway Morgan and Carson went down, or a different one that I hadn't even seen before? The thought of being lost and alone in an abandoned school made me freak out. My mind kept racing with what-if questions, but then I heard the window creak. I didn't know how that was even possible, considering it was shut. Then I heard Morgan say, "Ready or not, here I come."
Uh-oh.
Pretty soon there were footsteps. They were very distant, but I knew I had to hide somewhere before she found me. I crawled behind a desk in the corner near the back of the room. I was almost completely behind the desk when I accidentally stuck my hand into a spider web. I gasped, but luckily held back a scream. I wiped my hand on my shirt and kept crawling. There wasn't very much space behind the desk, so I had to cram my legs underneath the chair that blocked off the other side of the desk. I don't think I could have picked a more uncomfortable place to hide. My back was already starting to hurt when I heard Morgan again. She sounded a lot closer this time, so I thought she may have been about two or three rooms away. Then there was a loud crash. I covered my mouth with my hand, wondering if someone had just given away their hiding spot. I heard Morgan run out of the room and move toward the noise. She ran so far down the hall that I couldn't even hear her anymore. In fact, I couldn't hear anything at all. I sat in an eerie silence as I noticed my whole body shaking. I was terrified. Why couldn't I hear anything anymore? Where did Morgan go? I heard a blood-curdling scream. But it wasn't a girl making that sound. It almost sounded like, "No, no, please tell me that's not Zach." That scream wasn't a jump scare scream. It was a scream that sounded like they were in pain. Tears were streaming down my face as that scream played over and over like a broken record in my mind. But that's not all I heard. I heard a soft thump, like something hit the ground. Then came Morgan's laughter.
"Oh no, Zach."
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life. I have to get out of here. I crawled out from behind the desk as fast as I could, but my leg got stuck under the chair. I jerked, trying to free my leg. It worked. My leg came unstuck, but it came out so fast that it banged into the metal drawer under the desk. It hurt so bad, I screamed. I put one hand over my mouth and the other one on my bruised leg. My eyes went wide as I realized what just happened.
Uh-oh.
Morgan was going to find me. I had to get away. I quickly stood up, ignoring the sharp pain in my shin, and made my way out of the room. I didn't know where the closest exit was, but that didn't even matter. I just wanted to find Zach. I had to make sure he was okay. I jogged down the hall, trying to go slow enough to see into every room. I didn't know how close I was to Morgan, but something told me that I needed to stay out of her sight. I was still running down the hall when something caught my eye. In one of the rooms to my right, there was something laying on the ground. I stopped dead in my tracks. I slowly crept into the room. As I came closer to the motionless figure, I smelled the stench of blood and decay. It looked like Leah, but the body was lying face down on the stained carpet, so I couldn't be sure. I got close enough to see the stab wounds on the girl's back. I couldn't tell if she was breathing or not, but judging by the amount of time she was stabbed, I would be surprised if she was still alive. I felt sick to my stomach. The pool of blood around her was slowly growing bigger and bigger, which made me start to walk backwards. My back hit the wall after the fifth step. I jumped so bad, I thought I backed into Morgan. My mind was going crazy at this point. Morgan had obviously been in this exact room, and I didn't want to stick around until she got back. I ran straight out the door of the classroom and down the hall. I was panting so loud that I questioned if I had really just heard what I thought I did. It was Carson's voice. I couldn't make out the exact words he was saying until I got closer. I took about 10 shaky steps towards his voice, stepped into the nearest classroom, and listened. He was saying, "Morgan, Morgan, listen. Please don't. Put that down, Morgan. Don't do this." His voice was slowly rising with panic. He was talking so fast, trying to talk Morgan out of something, but mid-sentence, his voice just stopped. I heard a loud moan and then a thump. I was so insanely scared that I could barely move, but Morgan's deep laughter broke my trance. I hid in the corner farthest from the door behind a large chair. It wasn't an ideal hiding spot, but at least I could still see the door. Morgan's laugh seemed to shake the walls. Then I heard a motor roar. What was that? Morgan's laughter got louder as I heard a ripping of flesh over the motor. It was then that it struck me. It was a chainsaw. Morgan was killing Carson with a chainsaw. The roaring of the motor covered up the sound of my sobbing until the motor abruptly stopped. I was crying so hard that it took me a second to realize that the only sound left was the sound of my sobs. I looked up at the doorway and my breath caught in my throat. I blinked hard to try and stop the tears. I wiped my eyes and saw Morgan approach the doorway. She calmly took a step inside the classroom and was slowly turning her head from side to side, looking for me. I held my breath, hoping with everything I had that she wouldn't find me. But then she saw me. I saw a smile creep across her face. My eyes darted around the room as fast as they could, searching for another way out. Morgan was blocking the main door, but then I saw the door on the wall farthest from Morgan. I leapt up from behind the chair and sprinted towards the door. I prayed that it wouldn't be locked. With luck on my side, the door swung open and I found myself in a storage room. I whipped around and tried to slam the door shut behind me, but Morgan stuck her foot in the door, which prevented it from latching. She screamed in pain from her smashed foot, but then I heard her rev the chainsaw. I threw my back against the door, trying my absolute hardest to keep it closed while I looked for a way out of this room. The chainsaw cut through the door like a knife through cheese. Wood chips were flying everywhere when I spotted another door that I was begging to lead me outside. I ran a short distance towards the door. As soon as I let go of the door, Morgan was destroying. It swung open, knocking me to the ground. The unexpected movement made Morgan fall right beside me. I reached up and grabbed the knob of the door, pulled myself up, and opened it. I felt a strong gust of wind flood the room. Just as I lifted my foot to run away, Morgan grabbed my ankle and wouldn't let go, no matter how hard I yanked my foot.
Oh no, where's Zach? I feel like she's not going to leave without Zach, her loving boyfriend, who I think might be dead.
I thought I was going to die. A fun hide-and-seek game in a creepy abandoned school gone horribly wrong. Now there was a killer on the loose, my own best friend. I didn't want to believe what was really happening, but I couldn't just stand there. So I decided to fight for my life instead of the alternative, which was a painful and terrifying death. Morgan reached for the chainsaw, which flew across the room when she fell, with her other hand. I reached down and dug my nails into her face as hard as I possibly could. I drove my fist into her eye and slapped her with all the might I had left in me. She screamed and put her hands on her face, both of her hands. I didn't miss the opportunity to escape. I ran and ran until I reached the end of the building. I rounded the corner and continued to run. I realized that Morgan wasn't chasing me. I couldn't even hear her footsteps or her heavy breathing or psychotic laughter. But I didn't feel safe yet, so I kept running. I quickly ran up to a body lying on the ground right in front of the doorway. I stopped. I gasped for air as I collapsed onto the ground. My hands went to his pale face. I screamed his name and wept. I tried to stop the bleeding, but the wounds were too big. There were so many stab wounds on his chest, my vision was blurry from all the tears. I kept brushing them away, but they just kept coming. His eyes were glazed over, and there was a painful expression on his face. He wasn't breathing. Zach, my favorite person in the whole world, my happiness and joy, and my best friend, dead. I cried so hard and so loud that I didn't even notice Morgan lurking behind me. Then I turned around and saw her. My hands tightened on Zach's hand, but not because I was scared. I squeezed his hand because if I was going to die, I was going to be right next to Zach until the end of my life. I took a deep breath and looked up at Morgan as she raised the chainsaw high above her head and brought it down right on my chest.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
Thanks.
This week's Student of the Week is Sarah Hope Trout.
Sarah is an amazing addition to my MS Office Computer 1 classes. Sarah has an outstanding work ethic and attitude toward her assignments. In just a few weeks, she has already finished the third quarter work and is now working on the fourth quarter assignments. Next quarter, she plans to complete the first and second quarter assignments. She is also a great resource for other students that need help finishing projects. Great job, Sarah. Keep up the great work. Given by Mr. Ricker.
Now our legendary Longhorn is Emily Van Sant. An ambassador is a person who acts as a representative or a promoter. Emily Van Sant has been an ambassador for new students at Springfield High School. She has gone out of her way to help new students by guiding them to classrooms and explaining the different aspects of the school. Emily often offers her time and assistance to substitute teachers, especially in the science classroom. She is an invaluable asset to our student body and works to create an accepting, supportive student culture at SHS. Do you need to know what it takes to be a Longhorn? Watch Emily